Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Public safety officials say they've located the source of the 9-alarm Back Bay fire that killed two Boston firefighters last week, and they've determined the blaze began accidentally. But as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, while the fire is considered unintentional, there is still an active investigation.
The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office is investigating who might be held responsible for the fire that claimed the lives of Boston Fire Lieutenant Ed Walsh and firefighter Michael Kennedy. Ed Zabin is chief homicide investigator for the DA's office.
We are aware of a welding operation, and that operation was the cause of the fire.
Officials say the source of the fire at 298 Beacon Street was a spark from welders working on a railing behind the adjacent building at 296 Beacon Street. Boston Fire Commissioner William Hassan says weather conditions exacerbated the situation.
The sparks from the welding operation got in under the clapboards. It festered there for a while. The fire ignited. The fire got rolling. It was fed by the wind off the chows and ultimately consumed the whole building.
The company, which owns 296 Beacon, says it had hired a third party to install safety railings and understood that the railings would be prefabricated off-site. Fire Commissioner Hassan says permits are required whenever welding work is done.
Welding is that dangerous. It's an oxyacetylene torch. That's why we require a permit, and that's why we have details on the... And a permit has certain requirements that go with it. You have to have an extinguisher or a hose. You have to set up protective barriers around any combustibles. That's why the permit's required.
Apparently, the welders were working without the required permit and fire detail. Police Commissioner William Evans.
There was no fire detail. And at this time, we don't believe there was any permit pulled for that particular job. No fire detail and no permit.
Fire crews had responded to a 911 call. Just who placed that call, whether it was a welder or a resident, is part of the investigation. Fire Commissioner Hassan says the building did not have a sprinkler system.
Sprinklers certainly would have been a benefit. That building's not required to have sprinklers.
Assistant Suffolk DA Zabin says the district attorney's office will determine whether anyone will be held responsible.
Massachusetts, unlike many other states, does not have a negligent homicide statute on its books, except as it applies in certain cases to motor vehicle fatalities. That said, we take no position on what the evidence will yield in this investigation until all of the facts are in.
In addition to the DA's investigation, the fire department is convening a board to conduct an internal review of what happened. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.